This is something that I wrote years ago, and I just thought maybe you might enjoy it. The first words that Jesus spoke in scriptures were these: "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." This was the occasion of his baptism by water, and he spoke the words to his cousin John, who had just said to him, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me?" After the baptism came the testing for Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, God in manly form, who came to associate and acquaint us to him, so that we may be given hope, and to learn how to trust him. For just as we are tempted, so is he. As we get worn out and discouraged, so did he. Hungry, tired, beaten down, but never defeated. Yes, he knows us and our frail frames, for he remembers that we are but dust, and he understands. Paul, the beloved apostle, came to know the same Jesus through personal revelation by the Holy Spirit's power, and he learned that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. The same power that manifested itself to Jesus and strengthened him also strengthened Paul, and it will do the same for us. For God tells us that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, his love, grace, and all that he is now, was then, and shall ever be. This should be a great comfort to all who believe, for Jesus in his man body, the Jesus who came to show us the way, taught us how to live a victorious and righteous life. We can know that this is possible if we become overcomers through the same power that he had, the power of the living God. Now, during the temptation, Jesus told Satan, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Jesus knew that we are fed and strengthened by the word, for it nurtures our spirits, and as any Christian knows, that is where the battle rages. Satan is out to steal our souls and spirits, for he knows that they are the part of us that will reign and live forever in heaven with God. Jesus was a spiritual being in a human body, just as we are, and we can expect to be changed by our born-again experience and become as he is. If our spirits are fed, then our spirits should flourish and grow and bring joy to the heart of God, just as his Son brought joy to him. It is written again, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," and "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve." If we would believe God's word and allow it to flow and saturate our very heart, soul, and spirit, we too can understand what it means to worship God in word and deed and obey him to the utmost. Thank you, precious and holy Lord. Our hearts yearn to thank you for blessings received and blessings to be yet received. Your goodness, mercy, and strength, O Lord, who can measure it? Happenings are still a mystery as to how you accomplish the impossible and make it flow and appear so easy, and yet to our carnal senses it baffles the mind and the heart. Thank you then for faith that sees past and beyond the senses and accepts the impossible as possible, and allows us the joy of being in your kingdom and possessing this glorious thing called faith. That you should so bless us is beyond understanding, but we hungrily accept your love and the offerings of that love with humble and grateful hearts. Give us this day, O Lord, the wisdom to see you in everything and the continued joy of our life in you, in peace and obedience, in Jesus' name. Amen.